What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. So Laura's last What You Need to Know sparked calls for an hour.
Laura, is this about Downey?
No. But it is about California.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so California made history this week as Patricia Guerrero became the first Latina member of the California Supreme Court. She's a daughter of Mexican immigrants. She graduated from UC Berkeley and Stanford Law. And she said, as I've tried to express, this is not just about me or really even just about my parents, but it's about so many others just like us. This is a story of the American dream, the belief that with hard work and perseverance and opportunities, anything is possible. And for that, I am thankful. Kind of just felt like, it went with our other story.
Shout out to her. Absolutely. The first Latina California Supreme Court justice. That's a big deal. Yep. And opportunity does matter. And that's why I'm a big proponent of diversity and inclusion. And, people need an opportunity.
But that's a good story because it just so happens that this week, and the only reason I know this is because I've kind of become addicted to the news channels again because of what's going on in Ukraine. Like, I watch it all day long. And this week there was an African American woman who is set to become a new
Supreme Court justice.
And it was so interesting because there was this an African American gentleman, senator, I assume, and he was like coming to tears as he was telling her, "You've earned this. You deserve this opportunity." Mm-hmm. You know, and like it was very emotional for everybody involved. So hey, congratulations to the lady you just mentioned, Laura. Congratulations to the Supreme Court justice. I mean,
Patricia Guerrero.
Yeah, this is exciting times, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Judge Jackson, who Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is the Supreme Court at the highest court. I mean, if you look at her, she's like, she checks every box, more so than like any other judge in the history of the Supreme Court in regards to Ivy League education, public education. She clerked for the Supreme Court. She was a public defender, sentencing, commission, district judge, court of appeals. Like, she did it all. So, yeah, you climb the ladder and the opportunity is there for you. You do deserve it. Absolutely. And much like Patricia Guerrero, shout out to her as well. So
I would never have known about it if I wasn't just addicted to CNN over the last like month. Seriously.
I mean, and then, you'll be back on, when the NFL Red Zone comes on, you'll only be worried about Andrew Siciliano. Oh, no, you're not. You're anti-Siciliano.
No, I'm not anti-Siciliano. That's just pro Scott Hansen. That's all.
Yeah. It feels like
just because you're pro one doesn't make you anti the other.
Maybe.
I got love in my heart for Andrew Siciliano. I just don't have DirecTV in my house. There's a difference between love in your heart versus DirecTV in your house.
Mm. I mean, if you really loved them, you'd get DirecTV.
Well, then if that's the criteria, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Guess I don't.
Yeah. All right, that is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Real quick, before I get to the calls, because I know we have a full board of calls, couple things for you. Bobby Wagner and the Rams, mutual interest, Cap. I know that interests you for sure.
It does interest me, and I'll tell you this. If the Rams' formula, which won them a Super Bowl last year, remains the organizational philosophy, then a guy like Bobby Wagner, who was reportedly in the Rams complex and talking to them, and there's interest on both sides, not only does a Bobby Wagner make a whole lot of sense, but so do some other guys that seem to be out there. Like, I mean, today I saw Jadeveon Clowney is an available free agent. He may
go back.
Is he
still
to
good,
Cleveland.
Jadeveon Clowney?
You know what? He had 9 sacks last year for the Browns. So I'm thinking to myself, if you lose Von Miller and you're thinking about who you're going to replace him with, and you like these veteran guys on short-term kind of deals, there are some available bodies out there that might be interesting for the Rams. And these two names are ones that I know I'm interested in. Bobby Wagner for
Bobby Wagner for sure. I mean, he's one of the best players on defense in the sport, So, I mean, basically right after Aaron Donald, he'd be right in that next conversation of players on defense. So,
well, I think that he's they need help in the middle of the defense, in the second layer or second level. And he's a guy who knows the division really well. And, you get to this point in your career and you're like, one more time. Just give me one more. So you're hungry,
Yeah, he's been there for a decade, playing in the league or more than that now, right? So, I would love – give me Bobby Wagner all day for sure. I don't think there's any doubt. All right, I'll get to the Draymond thing down the road. Let me do it real quick. I mean, because people are going to get annoyed by this too. So Draymond Green said, he was talking about on his podcast about LeBron. LeBron eventually will break Kareem's record. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have the audio? Okay, so real quick, before I get to the calls, Draymond on his podcast was talking about LeBron eventually breaking Kareem's record, and here's what he said.
Hang on, our computer just froze.
Okay, no, don't worry about it. I'll just tell you. Okay, all right, you got it. Okay, go play.
Congrats to LeBron, second all time, probably in 50 more games or so, 50 to 70 games or so, he'll be first all time. And I can't wait to see that. And I hope, Steve Kerr, I'm throwing this out there right now. If LeBron James is passing the all-time scoring record and we have a game, I'm going to LeBron's game and witness history. So that's what we're doing, Coach Kerr.
So people are upset that he said that. I don't know. Like, I mean, if you're friends with someone and they're about to do something, you know, that, you know, break something that, like, a huge record like that, that's a record that stood for a really long time. Like, I don't know. I don't have a huge issue with that.
Well, first of all, he sounds like he's joking. Like, hey, Coach Kerr, if you're
right.
listening.
I don't think he's joking. He's serious.
Well, but even if he was serious, let's say he was serious. Yeah.
Well, so if he is serious, listen, if you're his teammate and you're Steph Curry and you're like, yo, man, we got a big game tonight. Looking forward to it. You know, I'm really thinking we got to win this game tonight. And Draymond's like, yeah, LeBron's probably going to break Kareem's record tonight, so I'm actually not going to play. I'm going to go be a viewer at LeBron's game. If I'm his teammate, I'm like, what are you, for real?
Okay, in this hypothetical scenario, I mean, we're assuming they'd have a game on the same night, which
is... Well, right, that's what he said.
Right, if they had a game on the same night, which we don't know if they will. but here's what I would say. So LeBron, Chris Paul, and Carmelo Anthony... you know, are very good friends. You know, they used to call them the Banana Boat Crew because they took that picture one summer all together with Dwayne Wade, right? And at Dwayne Wade's last game, those three guys showed up. And, you know, I don't know if all of them had a game that night, but I'm guessing at least one of them did. So, I just think if you're friends with someone and you want to be there for a cool moment, I don't have an issue with that, dude. I don't care. Like,
Could you imagine if Stafford was like, hey, you know what?
But that's different. Cap, that's one of 82 versus 60 or 17 games. It's not the same thing.
I know, but listen, I just think that, look.
You can't footballize everything.
I thought he was kind of half-joking.
Why do you
got
to footballize everything?
Well, I'm just
It's like when you anglicize things.
Well, football sizing and anglicizing can be very different, I think.
I mean, perhaps.
All right, but all I'm saying is this. If I'm his teammate, I'm like, yo, we got a job to do and we got a game to win. Watch the highlights on SportsCenter, pal. You know? It's just, look, it's odd to hear a player say, I'd rather go watch somebody break a record than play in my own game.
I guess it just depends how close you are. And LeBron and Draymond, since the infamous punch to the man region, mm-hmm. have become actually very close.
Well, I mean, that can do it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you don't get any closer than that.
Right. It's like all of a sudden, we like each other a lot more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, you go through that. You know, maybe that's what you and I should do to each other.
Who's going to punch who?
I mean, I'd definitely punch you.
Why? Let me punch you.
Eh.
You're going to punch me so we can be happier together versus me punching you.
I may still want to have children, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, I'm still young.
Me, I don't.
Right, you're out. Yeah, exactly.
I am, like, surgically no longer capable.
There's that. Then even better.
Yeah. I mean, now you've actually brought up a decent amount of, like, you know, reasonable arguments.
There you go. Boom. Done. All right, let's go to Eric and Downey. Eric, what do you got for us, pal?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yep. Hey.
These Rick and the previous caller, man, they got me hot here. They got me hot. Okay. I'm a Downey resident. I've been here for almost 6 years. It's a great city. I know a lot of people as well. Downey is sugar-coated, right? You know a lot of people, George, is sugar-coated. There's a lot of business owners that let's call it a monopoly, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say they hate on each other. Let's say that. And if they don't want to let you in that front door, they're not going to let you in.
Right. It's like a club. Right. It's like a club.
Yeah, it's a club. It's a club. There's a lot of restaurants that I've seen. They open up, they shut down. They open it, they're not successful. I think they're scared of this restaurant opening up. And it's going to take a lot of business from people. I mean, look, what does this restaurant cater to? Let's go there. You know, it's not kids. It's not for kids.
No, right? It's for adults. It's mostly adults. young people in their 20s and 30s who have money to spend.
Right. And this guy with the in the real estate business, come on. You didn't tell me he hasn't taken cash? There's a lot of, let's say, a lot of narcos in this city, right, George? Right? I'm sure he sold a lot of property and taken some cash. Rick, is that his name? Rick, that's right.
I don't know, but who's in the background there? Who's in the background that
it's
went?
A baby.
Oh, that's
damn.
My little baby. That's
my baby. Oh, really?
Just picked her up from the Sinners. Oh, yeah. And all my kids go to school here. They go to Downey High School, middle school. It's a great community. Don't get me wrong. I love the city, and I can't wait for this business to open up because I'll be in line with my wife, definitely.
Nice.
All right, Eric, appreciate you, brother. And for those that don't know what we're talking about, there's a business. It's a sports bar, basically, called Ojos Locos. It's a Texas-based chain. They want to open up their first California restaurant in Downey, and there are some people protesting, particularly because the waitresses there, the servers, will wear bathing suits, and they're upset about the scantily clad outfits.
Yeah, but
that was the original conversation.
Right, but
they don't even always wear bathing suits.
Right now, they're showing pictures of what these girls wear, and it's really not even that bad at all. I mean, it's
shorts and a tank top.
Right, they're more dressed than Hooters.
It looks like Tilted Kilt.
Right,
basically,
exactly.
I'm seeing it now.
But here's a person. It's Angelica Hernandez. According to the reports, is leading the fight to keep the chain from opening in Downey. And here's her quote. Not here. It cannot be permitted. Cannot be permitted. Can't have these girls wearing these sexy short outfits. Can't do it. Not here. There. Yeah. Not here.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's ridiculous. Like, I mean, what are we doing? Like, who cares, man? Like, it's just so stupid. Like, it's not for you and your family anyway.
Does everybody realize how the world is changing?
I was going to say, it's not necessarily like an anti-family place. They probably
have
local
it's not.
Families.
Right, if you don't want it to be. Here's the thing. Like, I will say this about anything, okay? People always say to me, when I have like a private conversation, I'm obviously a little more opinionated about stuff or more outspoken about stuff that I don't like, if that's where the conversation goes. And look, I have my own beliefs. I never tell anyone to have my beliefs. As that gentleman, Ricky, who called earlier, the commercial real estate guy.
The guy making seven figures, that guy?
Right, that guy. I told him, I said, look, we're going to agree to disagree on this. There might be 9 other things that you and I agree on, but this is not going to be one of them. And I feel like the world has lost the ability to just mind their own business sometimes. And what I mean by that is this. The announcement of denouncing something, right? Like, where you gotta rage against. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. I don't listen to the Joe Rogan podcast. That was clearly in the news a ton. I think Joe Rogan is cool on the UFC. I'll watch him on the UFC. I don't really listen to his podcast. I've heard it a couple times when he's had like a certain guest that I may know or like. And I listen for like a minute. It's just not for me though. Like, and I get that and it's fine. Okay. But I'm okay with that, but I don't need to rage against Joe Rogan. It's a free country. If you want to listen to it, go ahead. If you want to buy what he says, go ahead. No problem. No skin off my back. No. I don't have to believe him. I don't have to like what he says. And you know what I do? I probably don't listen.
But George, don't you know what's happening?
But Cap, it's just so much easier to just, first of all, you're going to go through life always angry about something. Why do we got to be pissed off about everything?
Well, but this is what has happened. If you don't believe the way I believe, I want you canceled. I want
tribalism.
You fired.
Yes,
you
tribalism.
Know, if I hear something on the radio that I don't like, I'm going to call the radio station and I'm going to demand that you are fired because you said something that I didn't like. And so that's what's happened to us here in the last few years. It's like, you either agree with me, but if you don't agree with me, I want you to fail. I want you to be canceled.
And everything has become tribalistic and politicized, things that I would have never guessed would ever be politicized. And here's what I just, like, look, this is just my own personal thing. Like, man, life is tough enough. Do we have to worry about every little thing that probably 99.9% of these things that probably won't even affect you anyway? You know what I mean? Like, if you don't want your kids to be near that restaurant, how about you parent your kids and make sure they're not at the restaurant? Like, wouldn't that be the way to go about it? Be an adult, be a parent, not sit there and protest over a private business because, and you're using the way that they're dressed as the reason. Like, I just feel like that is so, first of all, that's just like anti-American at its core. Like, number one, the protesting part, you have every right to do that. But it just feels like silly when you can literally just say, yeah, I won't frequent the place. That's it.
How about this? If it were a strip club and it
I would understand.
Okay, right. And it's right next to a school. Everybody who's reasonable would go, okay, look, you know what?
I get it. Yeah, whatever.
We understand that strip clubs exist. We understand that people go to strip clubs. But, you know, it doesn't have to be that close to a school. And we would probably all be like, I kind of agree.
Yeah, again, I'd be like, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm for private business. I believe private business should thrive. But you're right. Like, obviously, if you're just being reasonable, you're like, yeah, that probably doesn't make a lot of sense.
If they were opening a liquor store, you know what I mean? Like, just
that I would object to as well.
People would be like, you know, I don't think there should be a liquor store right next to a high school. Could they move it down a mile down the road? And we would probably all be sitting here going, yeah, you know, a liquor store. Look, even if it's a 7-Eleven and they sell beer, we don't mind that. But a pure liquor store right next to the school, gosh, it just doesn't seem right.
I mean, because the Denny's that was there in Downey at this location sold beer and wine. I guess, you know what I mean? So
again, if it were a dispensary, we might all go, hey, look, weed's legal now. It's no big deal. But, you know, it doesn't have to be right next to the school. But we're talking about a sports bar where girls wear, quote unquote, sexy clothing. They're not wearing lingerie. They're not wearing G-strings. I mean, we're arguing over what these girls wear. If I were the private business, I'd be like, I'm not opening in your town. You just lost my business. You lost all that comes with our business. I'll go somewhere else.
Anthony is in Whittier. Anthony, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? Hey. First of all, that one guy that was talking to Cap disrespectfully, I can't believe he took that, Cap. Don't let him talk to you like that again.
No, it's all good, dude. You know what the guy was saying was, Cap, you don't know. You know, it's like, bro, listen, we're only arguing about what these girls are wearing because that's what the protesters are angry about.
Right. He's probably the biggest perv, you know, out there. I bet he'll be the first dude in line. You know what I mean?
I do. He'll be the second guy in line. Second, I'll be the first perv in line. Go ahead.
That's right. Hey, and second, you know, the only ones that are protesting this place are older age women that are married and know, you know, that their husbands are going to be rolling through there. And that's what it is. It nothing to do with the high school. I have an 18-year-old. He drives, just graduated. And he wouldn't be rolling in a place like that. He didn't even have the money for that. So it's just an excuse, bro.
Well, that's a good point because a place like that, the food is not cheap. It's like, you know, to your point, that's a great point, Anthony. Thank you for the call. Like, it's not cheap to eat at a place like that. And obviously, if you're 18, you're not going to be able to get served. So, like, what is the issue? Javier in Redondo. Javier, what's up?
What up, Sedona?
Hey, hey.
Hey, man. Hey, so a couple of things. Certain things, I work in local government, right? So certain businesses can't be put in certain places in the city. So they have to be zoned for it, depending on what the establishment is. So, you know, a couple of callers in the previous hour, they said, you know, you want to get Downey get cleaned up and whatnot. Like, come on, bro. There's like Cap said, there's dispensaries, there's massage parlors, there's smoke shops all over town, man. So I think they're just sending a bad message of, you know, people not wanting city officials telling them not to put the business right there. I think that's just a bad. You can't tell a business what to do as their brand. That's what their brand is. They should be able to do what they want.
Could you imagine if they were putting a Starbucks in there and the city said, or forget the city for a second, and protesters were saying, I don't like the collared golf shirts that the baristas are wearing. I want them wearing collarless shirts because we're not going to have Starbucks allow their baristas to wear golf shirts. I mean, that's what we're arguing about here.
Right. It's ridiculous.
And this is going to generate revenue to the city. This sales tax, if it's so successful, it's going to be great for the community. Like, come on, stop it, guys. Like, that's common sense, man.
Tell him, Javier.
All right, Javier. Thank you, buddy. Manuel in Gardena. Manuel, what's up, mi hermano?
Hey, mi hermano. Hey, Cap. Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of with that other guy, man. It's your show. You shouldn't let that dude get away with talking to you like that.
Yeah. Now, anyway, call back.
Put some respect on your name.
You damn right.
Exactly, man. You're Scotty Cap, the Cap. Come on, man. Hey, so and then Mr. Seven Figure Guy. I love how he threw that out like three times.
Right. Like the Seven Figure Guy.
It's a business. How is it going to hurt somebody? And we're totally with you, Sedano. How about parenting? I have three kids of my own. I'm not going to shelter them from anything. If that's when problems occur, when you try to shelter your kid, no, they need to know what's out there and they need to be able to decipher right from wrong. Now, to the restaurant point, hey, man, there's Hooters. There's been a Hooters in Downey. That's like calling the pot calling the kettle black. All right. Like, let the people that want to go there will go there. And for Mr. High Horse and the other Mr. High Horse, you don't need to go there. And I didn't like the fact that dude was like, oh, I wouldn't send my kids to Downey High School, but you're peddling a seven-figure salary and making it on Downey? Shame on you, bro. Yeah.
That's a good point. That is an interesting point. Thank you for the call because, he sells commercial real estate in Downey, but he's you know, and commenting on the neighborhood because he profits off of it, but, you know, wouldn't send his kids to school there is weird.
Right, because he makes seven figures, that guy.
All right, so I know people want to keep chiming in on this, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 45 seconds. We're going to do big deal or no deal, a couple quick questions there and get back to this because this is obviously a very hot topic. It's all over the news. Ojos Locos, a Texas brand with that is going to open up in Downey, its first location in California. It's basically like a Tilted Kilt or a Hooters, and people in Downey, there are some people protesting because of the way the young ladies dress, which seems silly because, I don't even understand that. You don't have to send, your kids don't need to be there because it's by a school, a high school, when literally Acapulco is like across from Lakewood Boulevard, like, and it's right next to the high school too, basically. I don't understand that. And we love Acapulco. I'm not trying to denigrate Acapulco. We love it. Meat market. Let's go. But anyway, all right. We'll take a quick break, 2 minutes and 45 seconds, and we'll be back. Big deal, no deal. More of your calls next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, thank you, Christopher. All right, we'll do three big deal or no deals and get back to the full board of calls about Ojos Locos. Real quick, though, we got a huge upset in March Madness right now. 4-seed Arkansas takes out the number one overall seed in the tournament, Gonzaga, 74-68 in San Francisco. So the winner of the Duke game will take on Arkansas and Eric Musselman, who's going nuts, and they're storming the court. The players, the fans, they're going nuts. And Gonzaga, another deflating loss in the tournament. Poor Mark Few and those guys.
So this is the blow up of my bracket because I had Gonzaga to win the whole thing. But
of our brackets are blown up long ago.
Okay. I thought I was undefeated.
I got UCLA to win the whole thing. That can save me still.
Yeah. Right. So, but you know what? Arkansas was on the ropes last week, George, against Vermont in the first round.
I remember.
And they've stormed back now to knock out the number one seed. There's a big story happening right now.
Pig Suey. There you go.
Won me some credits. That's what they said. But on all the underdogs today.
Yeah. All right, Linz, what do you got?
All right, so a recent study has found that mosquitoes are attracted to certain colors. The research done at University of Washington showed that the mosquitoes flew to specific colors like red, orange, and black, and they avoided colors like green, blue, and white. The researcher said that wearing light and cool colored clothing will help reduce the chances of getting bitten by mosquitoes. Is this a big deal or no deal, Cap?
I'm going to say it's a big deal. Here's why. As you were starting to go through the colors, I was thinking to myself, what was I wearing this weekend? Because let me tell you guys something. My legs, and I know this because last night I was wearing this romper and I was itching like a mofo. My legs are bitten up. I must have 5,000 bug bites on my legs. Because this past weekend when I was down in Laredo, Mexico, I went to this beach picnic and all day long there were mosquitoes everywhere. I was like, this is an awesome picnic on the beach, but there's bugs everywhere and they bit the hell out of me. So, and I was wearing like this light blue number, you know? So, I don't know what the research shows, but my legs are all bitten up.
You didn't wear repellent?
No repellent. Mm. Zero repellent.
That was your problem. You were in Mexico and didn't wear that? Mm-mm, bro.
Yeah,
that's and they're
on you,
big
bro.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's on you, bro. It is a big deal if it were true, but apparently Cap is telling us it's not.
Right. Well, they, I was wearing a light blue bathing suit.
Well, they did say that it doesn't really matter, I guess, if you have like your bare skin exposed, because the way that the wavelengths of your skin are, they show as like red and orange, which goes along with their study. So if you have skin exposed, then, you know, they're not going to bite you and land like right on your light blue bathing suit. They're going to bite you on your leg because they think it's red or orange, right?
Well, that's probably right, because my leg would look like orangey.
But if you were wearing long pants that were light blue, I think you'd be fine. You wouldn't have gotten bitten on your legs.
I don't know. My legs are all bit up, man. I'm itching. What do I do? Is Benadryl? Do I use a product, an over-the-counter
Calamine
deal?
Lotion.
Calamine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Peppermint is good for that, too. Peppermint
really?
Oil. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It itches.
Kills the itch.
I'm scratching
peppermint
them,
oil
too. Like, I'm starting to scratch them to the point where I'm going to get scabs and stuff, you know?
Or spit. Spit helps, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Peppermint oil, peppermint essential oil.
Where am I getting that?
Anywhere, bro.
Amazon can.
Amazon, Trader Joe's, anywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have it laying around.
You need that in your life.
All right, so next one.
Yeah.
Apple is reportedly working on selling iPhones and iPads themselves as part of a hardware subscription service. The monthly charge would be a still undecided monthly cost, potentially with the option to upgrade to new phones and iPads as they're released. The idea is that Apple is simply looking to cut out the middlemen and expand its installment-based payment offerings. Is this a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
So they're going to sell it themselves? Don't they already sell it themselves?
No, they're going to sell them. You know how you can do like installment plans with Verizon and AT&T?
Yeah.
Instead of the carriers doing it, Apple themselves.
Apple already does it.
Well, no, they said they're going to do it as like a subscription plan. So like, let's say you get a subscription.
Oh, so you do it forever. Yes. So you keep getting the newest thing.
Yep.
I know.
You're basically like renting it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, I guess if you're going to be able to keep trading it in for the newest thing every time something new comes out, then, yeah, I guess that's cool. Yeah, that's a big deal. Sure. I mean, I don't care. I still have an iPhone 11, and it works just fine. So.
Yeah, I'm like rush out and get the new phone right away kind of person.
I'm not that person, no.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a big deal, though, because Apple keeps squeezing the middle guys. Anybody who's kind of got any sort of chance to make money with them or off of them, through them, they keep squeezing the middle guy. I noticed their stock price. George, I know you like the crypto. I don't know if you like the markets at all, but man, the Apple stock has been kind of on fire the last week or two.
Yeah.
Gone from like 150 to 175.
Well.
Yeah. Well, like I'm telling you, it's like $150 a share like 2 weeks ago. Today it closed at 174. Stock's on fire.
Yeah. And that's our stock market report on CBS Sports Radio.
Crypto also going up.
Yeah. Crypto has been going up. Yeah. Bitcoin has had a big surge here lately. So. Or Lindsay's altcoin, like, you know.
AMP is going up. Sandbox is going up. LTX is going up.
Shiba Inu Shiba is something Lindsay is.
So the only meme coin I really have left anymore, I have a little bit of Dogecoin, but I got that UFC one called MRI, which was named after Marshall Rogan.
Can't do it. Yeah, can't do it.
I'm going to send you some info on it because it's interesting.
There's a UFC?
Yep, it's a
cryptocurrency?
Well,
what's happening is it's like they're basically like social tokens is the way I would describe them.
And they're using the money that they raise or they get from the sale of these coins to pay UFC fighters because, you know, there's a lot of...
Right, and if they go up in value, you're like a shareholder basically.
Yep.
Right, exactly.
I think it's cool.
It's like a social token. You probably don't know what that is either. We'll just explain it some other time. All right,
social
one more,
token?
Lindsay. Go ahead.
All right, so last one. Ben Stiller is in talks to star in Ivo Van Hove's upcoming stage adaptation of Stephen King's horror classic, The Shining. The play is scheduled to open on the West End next year. I think that's like Broadway talk for like a certain part of New York, yeah. right?
Yeah.
So if Ben Stiller accepts the role, he's going to play Jack Torrance, a role that, of course, Jack Nicholson immortalized in Stanley Kubrick's 1980 version of the film. So yeah. instead of asking you guys if this is a big deal or not, do you think that Ben Stiller would make a good Jack Torrance from The Shining?
I think he's a good actor. Look, one of my favorite movies that he's in, is The Royal Tenenbaums. Okay. And it's not like a super duper comedy. It's like super dark comedy. And I think he's a better actor than most people think. Like people think of him, they think of like Zoolander or whatever, or Dodgeball.
Meet the Parents.
Yeah. He's a good actor. So I think, yes, I think that it's a big deal and I think he'd be good at it. Yes.
So I really can't remember The Shining. Like, I know Jack Nicholson's character.
Jack Nicholson, right. Yeah,
yeah. And I know that it was a big deal, but, you know, it's 1980, so we're talking like 42 years ago. But I'm kind of with you on this, George. Like, you kind of figure that Ben Stiller is the kind of actor that can play that role and play it on stage. It doesn't have to be a movie. Yeah. Play it on stage. So I'm going to go with he can pull it off, but it's not like I remember the character, you know?
I saw Al Pacino at the Pasadena Playhouse playing Tennessee Williams. It was kind of surreal to be able to see him on stage, you know, being like 10 rows away from him. My wife knows I'm a big Al Pacino person, big fan, so she bought the tickets for me. This was a long time ago. It was probably like 2016 or 17. And we went. It was cool. I mean, going to see theater with someone like that who's not normally a theater person is pretty cool to experience, I think. So.
Yeah, especially when you're watching somebody who's a movie actor who gets to do cut, do it again, cut, do it again, take 12, do it again, versus, no, this is live theater. It is cool.
Yeah, I agree. All right, that is Big Deal or No Deal. Each and every day at 6:30. So there you go. And Lindsay, the West End is not in New York. It's in London.
Oh, my bad.
I believe.
I don't know about like where
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. It's
well, I like the way you qualified it though. Like, I think that's theater talk for New York, but I'm not really positive. So I think most people listening were like, yeah, I don't know it either.
So it's like Broadway for
Broadway
London.
Would be New York. West End, I believe, is London. Okay. I could be wrong, but I'm almost
West
positive.
End was something that was a little confusing in there because we weren't sure. And then Social Tokens was another whole deal in there, you know?
Just Google it, bro.
It's all right. I will.
I'll send you the white sheet. That's what they call it with crypto, the white sheet.
The white paper.
Yeah, white paper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. So we were talking today about this. Laura brought it up and what you need to know at 5 o'clock, and people have been just fired up to talk about this. In Downey, you know, one of our favorite cities on this show, they're opening up a sports bar called Ojos Locos Sports Cantina. And they're a Texas-based company. Their first location in California is proposed to be in Downey. And, people are all fired up. Not everyone, but there's some people fired up in Downey, and there's some protests, and it's all over the news. And, you know, the women who are protesting against this particular location is because of the quote-unquote scantily clad women who will be dressed working there, and that it's right down the street from a high school or whatever, and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, bro, there's a lot of, like, restaurants and bars by that high school, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a weird, hill to die on, per se. And I'm also not with, like, anyone, a municipality or whatever, telling a private business how their employees should dress. Like, that just seems odd to me as well. So we've had a lot of people with different opinions, some agreeing, some dissenting. But we are, you know, we like, you know, occasionally we like to open up the phones and just have a conversation.
Yeah, open forum, dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So Terry's in Long Beach. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Look, I'm tired of the fake outrage on both sides. For the fake, I'm gonna start with the restaurant in Downey. I've used the mailing address on Firestone there for probably about 14 years. Now these people worrying about the how the women at the restaurant are gonna be dressed. Have you seen if you walk past the high school, they should be worried about how their kids gonna be dressed. Because some of their kids got less clothing on than the women that's gonna work on the restaurant. But and then there's massage parlors in Downey that have a lot of shady activity. It's always this fake outrage. And let me go to the LeBron Draymond situation. It's another thing that people are just so up in arms about. Look, this is not – Magic Johnson was kissing Thomas on the cheek in the finals game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
These people have relationships outside of basketball that they like to say that this deeper than basketball. Now, I'm sure Draymond's not going to miss a playoff game or a finals game to go see something that might be actual history. So the notion that people are just so mad, they want everybody to hate people so bad, and they just don't. It doesn't work like that anymore. Even in boxing, these guys knock each other upside the head.
Yeah.
And at the end of the fight, what are they doing?
They're hugging it out. Yeah, they're hugging it out.
Outrage, I'm just tired of it.
So, Terry, it's funny. I have a saying now that the national pastime in America is not baseball or football or any. It's outrage. That's the national pastime.
Yeah. Sounds like Terry, though, is outraged about outrage.
Outrage, yeah. But you know what? I think that's a position I'm willing to die on, a hill I'm willing to die on as well. I am outraged about outrage. Terry, right. Are you with me?
I'm with you 100%.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
There's like Terry. The passion of the phone call.
Yeah. I love it. I love our audience, man. They are legit into this show, and they're into the station, but I think they're also in. Here's what's happened is over time, and look, I get it, man. Like, we've had a lot of changes at this place, you know what I mean? And, you know, there was a lot of different iterations of all these shows, including me at one point in this particular time slot by myself with a cast of characters. So, but you guys, for the most part, have been with us through thick and thin. And I think we do a really good, fun show on this show with me and Cap and Lindsay and Laura. And I think that, you know, I remember, Cap, we were talking about this at the beginning. I said, give the show a week, right? And if you listen, and I know you're not going to listen every day, but if you listen for a little bit every day, you'll start to get the show. You'll get the nonsense. You'll get the silliness. You'll get the humor. You'll get our jokes amongst each other. And you'll get some sports, too. We'll do that. We've done it, right? But you'll get us, and, you know, hopefully you can connect with us, like, say, oh, you know, like the people who have come to defend you, Cap, about the gentleman who called earlier, right? Like, and I think that that's what we're trying to build here. And this affects a community in which we on this show love, right? We talk about it. We've been there a bunch of times, and I feel like our audience understands that, and I feel like it's a good opportunity to have a discussion, and we don't all have to agree, but I'm with Terry. I it's funny because I literally talked about this earlier, right? About how, and you mentioned how people are tribalistic and everything is politicized, and it's just like, yo, whatever happened to, all right, that's just not for me. I don't have to listen to that or watch that or go there. It could just be that.
No, it doesn't exist anymore. This is not for me, so I'm turning it off, or this is not for me, so I'm never going back again, has turned into this is not for me because how dare you not think exactly the way I think. And by the way, just to be clear here, this is on both sides of the aisle.
Terry was right about that. It is extremes on both sides.
Right. It's not just one side.
No,
it's 100%. It's both sides. It's like you could be the most liberal or the most conservative. If you don't think exactly the way I think, and I don't like what you just said, I want you to be canceled in this world.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So the whole idea of let's just have a conversation. And if we don't agree, we don't agree. But let's have an open forum and let's hear different opinions.
All right, let's take one more real quick, and then we will continue to take the calls in the last segment. We got one more segment to go here. Roger and Downey real quick. Roger, what do you got?
Yeah, I love you guys. Met you guys at the Bastards when you were down in Downey.
Damn right.
My take is I sell real estate in Downey also, but the
you're a seven-figure guy?
Is that, which I don't know if you guys are aware of, it's very close to a retirement home. And, you know, the typically – a lot of my friends are in law enforcement, and what they're saying is that it brings in obviously more riffraff, more drunk drivers. They're understaffed already, and it really causes, you know, a lot of criminal element. The place does have kind of a bad reputation.
No. Hold on. Roger, let me interrupt you. That notion that they bring a criminal element was propagated on social media because they like any restaurant could have had one incident or where something could have happened. They have 27 locations in the Texas area. And yeah, look, I grew up in a neighborhood that was very blue collar. It was very much like Downey. Okay. Where there was, you know, hardworking people who moved there. Right. And, you know, from all different walks of life. And they came to this area to make it their community from different parts of the city. And I get it. But it's like, yo, this notion that just because there's one a situation that may have happened at one of their locations doesn't mean that there's a criminal element to every one of their locations. That's silly, because I've grown up, or I've been to a million restaurants. I've been to the nicest restaurants in America, and I've seen fights break out right in front of me, okay? And I'm talking about, like, the nicest of nicest restaurants, and people are throwing bottles and glasses at each other. So that can happen anywhere. So I don't want that to be propagated any further, because it's not exactly true.
I hear you, but it's close to a retirement home. That's the other thing. So,
okay, well, with the retirement home, people are going to go to the restaurant. Is that your objection?
No, they're going to have to listen to the nonsense, you know, constantly.
What nonsense?
They're probably all deaf anyway.
Well, I mean, it's not.
Seriously.
No, stop. What nonsense, though? No. I want to hear, Roger, what nonsense?
Well, I mean, obviously, you're going to have music and whoever, you know, loud.
Let me ask you a question. Roger. On Firestone in Lakewood, you have Acapulco restaurant. The place is basically a club at night, okay? Like, it's. They don't have music, and they're not blaring music there?
Yeah, no, they blare music, but it's not close to the residents. For instance, I don't know if you know where Gloria's is, but you talk to the residents around Gloria's, and they're like, you know, they're like, well, yeah. So, I mean, they've had a shooting there. There's constantly fights. There's nowhere to park. It's constantly problems. Like I said, a lot of my friends are in law enforcement, and they're just like, you know what? This is just adding to the problems that we already have. There's, like I said, there's lots of clubs to drink at already. I don't know that, you know, the tax basis is really that much of a concern as it is what, you know, the element.
You still have, I mean, I don't understand this element. What is the element? 20-something and 30-something year olds that want to go watch sports and drink?
The majority of the people that come into the city and create problems are usually from outer areas.
Okay.
Sir, I go there, so I take offense to that.
I mean, wait, but here, Roger, here's what I would say. Any area that has bars and restaurants, regardless of what part of the city they're in, is going to have people from outside of the city coming to their part of town.
You know, I understand, but the area, the people that we're talking about are not the best quality of people.
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
Well, let's just say, you know, they're not to the higher standards, so to speak.
What does that mean, though? I don't understand what that means, Roger.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't understand what you're saying. Because when I think of a sports bar like this place, okay, I think of, okay, because I had a neighborhood sports bar where I grew up that looks very similar to this, okay? And you know the people that hung out there? People in their 20s and 30s who were hanging out, having drinks, trying to pick up men or women or whoever. That's what they were doing. Right. What's wrong with that?
I think the thing is, you guys don't live here, so you guys don't understand.
But I'm in that area all the time. If you listen to the show, you know I'm there all the time.
I do. I met you at Bastards. I see you. You know, I listen all the time. But I still, like I said, as a resident, I'm on the fence. I hear what you're saying. But I just don't think that having another bar in a small area is conducive.
But you don't think competition is good?
Yeah, to some degree.
Can I ask you something, Roger? Because you didn't answer
Sedano's question.
I know. I'm trying to make it quick. But you didn't answer Sedano's question.
No, you know what? We don't have, we're just fine. We got to go. Roger, thank you for the call. Appreciate you. It was nice to meet you at Bastards Canteen. We'll continue this on the other side. We have a 3-minute break, and we'll wrap it up next.
Uh-huh.
There's your song, Cap.
Yeah, right. Listen. Uh-huh.
No, it doesn't do that. It goes, mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. Yeah, why are you going to, why are you doing? I don't understand. Why are you making it like, you know.
Uh-huh.
So apparently Ricky and Downey is all upset at me for some reason. I don't know what the hell he's pissed off at me about,
dude,
but he's calling back.
I'm with him. I'm pissed at you, too. I think everybody should be.
You're just mad because I said I would punch you in the junk, and I won that argument because I said that you would, you know, you already got a vasectomy.
Right, and our guy Papa-ish on Twitter has posted a video, a GIF of you punching me in the nether region.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of... you were okay with it at the end.
Well, it's not that I was okay with it. It's just that you brought up that I had a vasectomy and that I'm
good
not going to be able to have children.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then if I punch you, you may want to have children.
Right, and you may ruin the chance of me having future children.
Right, and frankly, I don't want that on my hands, literally and figuratively.
There you go. All right, so Ricky, why am I full of crap? What have I done? Because I haven't said a word about you. The callers have.
Tell them, Ricky.
Hey, Sedano, thanks for getting me back on the phone. And Cap, you should punch him in the junk because he deserves it. Sedano, I got to tell you, man, you are a talented guy. I mean, everything you do in all aspects of your aspects, you're great, man. But I'm trying to tell you, is like you're following the audience on this thing. Okay, I agree with the last caller, and you guys are portraying me as some guy that's like some like.
Well, no. First of all, stop. Stop.
Hold on.
No. Listen, Ricky, I've already brought you on. I brought you.
No,
Ricky.
No, you stop.
Ricky. This is my show.
No, you stop.
It's my show. It's not the Ricky show. Okay?
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the Ricky show.
Nobody. I did not take any swipe at you. The callers are the ones that are pissed off at you, not me. I've never said a word. I was a gentleman to you, so you should respect that.
No, you weren't actually a gentleman in the sense where you are trying to identify the fact that there could be another perspective to what's really going on. What's really going on, I'm not trying to, like, portray that I'm, like, this wealthy guy and making a bunch of money and that I'm, like, this local guy feeding off the public. I'm trying to infuse cash into the public. I could tell you a little bit thing about Downey, which most people don't even know. Downey, back in the 50s and 60s, used to be this huge, like, metropolitan area and then banking area, and then it evolved into now what it is. It's let's not even get into that. The reality is that it's not a good spot, okay? The area you guys are talking about, it's just not a good development spot. I do development. That's what I do for a living. I'm not going to go ahead and tell you what I do or
so,
I don't
okay,
do
okay.
And how many
but Ricky,
I do.
Ricky, the this company,
listen,
who has 28 locations, do you think they're dumb in picking a spot? Like, you think they don't know how to pick a spot?
I'm listening.
I'm saying, like, they have 28 locations. You think they don't know how to pick a location?
I know the owners of Portos, okay? The Portos did very well. I do business with them, okay?
Okay.
And there are question marks as far as the location. If you drive around there's a line across the building most every day, and that's the only business that has a line across the building. I'm just saying that.
Well, I would also disagree with that.
A lot of local people have questions about the area. Yes, in the whole high school area, there's problems there. Is what I'm trying to tell you. And
okay,
all right. At that point, I don't even care. All I was trying to tell you guys is that. You guys misrepresented me. What I was trying to tell you, I'm all for the people in Downey. I'm all for trying to make business there. That's why I'm there. I'm spending a bunch of money there. I'm in, like I said, in the Bank of America business.
I mean, you're the one that, by the way, you're the one that said we didn't. You said
you're
made
sort
seven
of
figures.
Over-identifying yourself here today, Rick.
Hold on.
On the phone here.
I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, right. Nobody knows you other than just Ricky, a guy calling a radio show. But, like, you said you made seven figures. You said you wouldn't send your kids to the high school. Like, that's not us. You said that stuff.
No, I said, let's be clear about that. I said that you would not send your
kids. No.
I didn't
say
that.
We'll pull the tape.
No, that's not what you said.
I will pull tape on that.
We have a tape. Like, yeah, absolutely not.
I'm going to find it right now. Hold on.
We record this? Really?
Okay, well, listen. That's not what you said. I'm sorry if that was misread, then it was misread wrong. I said that you would not send your kids to that school. I certainly would not send my kids to that school because I can afford to send my kids to Christian schools or any other high school or Catholic schools or whatever.
Okay, well, this isn't the argument. We're going down a path that doesn't really matter. The issue I have is, which I feel like I stated on the front end, is I don't like any municipality telling anyone how their employees should dress. That's where this starts and ends for me. We can talk about you don't like that the type of establishment for that area or it's not a good. That's fine. I'm not having that discussion. The discussion I'm having with you is this. there is a private business that's willing to be in Downey to compete with other private businesses, okay? And they are being told that they can't be there because of the way that their employees will have to dress. And I think that is utter bull crap. How about that? Is that okay for you?
Well, listen to me. I'm a capitalist guy, and I run a business, and I do all kinds of businesses. And so when I'm telling you, I agree with all the businesses that we are doing, and
all right, Ricky's
fine,
flamed
okay?
down. He's completely
all right, Ricky,
flamed
we have to run. We literally have to go.
Got it. Yeah, good. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. All right, Ricky all right, totally flamed out.
Thank you.
Yeah, he didn't have it anymore.
Let me sneak in Beto and Whittier because we have like 30 seconds. Beto, I'm sorry. You have 30 seconds. Go.
I'll make it quick. Hermano, it's a long time since the rock and roll. But, yeah, man, bro, Downey's tripping, bro. What have they become prudish? There's so many things in Downey that have been seedy. And the real people that have been calling you guys about that live in Downey, they know what's up, bro. Son locos. No memes, bro. No memes. Love you guys.
Right. No memes. No memes. That's the way to end the show. Kaplan, yeah. Great work as always.
Yeah, we had a nerve today, Jack.
We can talk about it more tomorrow. Lindsay and Laura, great job. We'll talk to you mañana. See ya.